7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
No, that is not the correct time. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, it also means it's time to pour the tea. Wow, not a lot of tea left. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Here we go. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's yummy. Oh, it's gone. That was some delicious dahong pao. Alright, so anyway, I have just drank all the dahong pao. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. You probably knew that, unless, of course, this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, then it's probably not going to do me any good to tell you that today we're doing the same thing as we did yesterday. Because if this is your first time listening to Dubious Goals Committee, you didn't hear anything that happened yesterday, but what you need to know is that we need to get out of the car. Okay. Yeah, we're on our way to another stupidly hot day. Stupidly hot. It's gonna get well over 30 degrees. And so, I decided that before it gets too hot, we need to go outside. Man, and I got the sun blazing down directly on me. I gotta get into this shade. Right, so the big plan is that we're going to run down to the creek and see what's going on. See if there's any dudes lurking about. So as I approach the creek, I'm looking up into the trees just in case, looking for any large raptor-type birds, like my favorite barred owl. I don't see him. Oh yeah. It even smells hot. Am I hearing something down there? I might be hearing something. Doesn't look like there's anybody golfing right now. But, you know, that's okay. Maybe some people were golfing yesterday and lost lots of golf balls. Ooh, oh, no, I saw some movement. I'm having a weird thing right now. And it's due to the smell. Let me grab a stick. That's not a stick. I need to grab a stick so we can avoid some webs on the way down the hill here. I'm having strange, weird sort of deja vu. No, it's not deja vu. What I'm having is olfactory memory triggers. The smell that I'm smelling is basically hot forest. You know, forest on a hot, sunny summer day. And this is setting off, like, oh my god, he's right above me. The owl just flew over. I caught him. He is, oh my god, I'm almost directly under him. A ball just came in too, I think. Something just went whack over there in the trees. Or did the bird just move? Where did he go? Now I can't see him.
You can hear another bird freaking out. That's because, now I can't see. I gotta get over here. Where did he go? Now the sun is right in my face. I can't see Jack. Where did he go? I can't see him from here. Was that thunk him flying over to another tree? Or was that the thunk of a golf ball hitting the tree? Wow, hold on a second. Now I gotta go back halfway up the hill I just came down just so I can see if I can see the dude again. Where is he? Where is he? Oh, I can't see him from here. I swear to God, I was just standing here telling you about the smell when I saw out of the corner of my eye some fluffy movement in the air. And that owl landed in this tree. But I think he has now moved. I cannot see him. Other birds are freaking out. And it is so humid down here that I feel like I'm about to die. Good Lord. Yeah, it's really humid. It's really hot. I just heard another golf ball get hit. It's really hot. And what am I doing? I can't stay focused suddenly. I'm gonna get down here. Wait, there he is. Holy crap, there he is. Hi, buddy. Oh, nope, and he moved. Damn it. Okay. Yeah, I heard him move again, and he flew out, and he was just above me. And that owl, oh my God. And he looked down at me. And he looked down and he saw me. And I was reaching into my pocket for my camera, because I do have it with me, because he was right in the sun. It would have been a perfect photograph. But as soon as he looked down and saw me, then he flew on. Now, I can't tell if he flew into a tree that's actually on the golf course or if he's just at the edge. Wait, is that him over there? Wait. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. I see another owl. And now he sees me. Something just flew in. And I don't know what happened. I saw this thing walking along the... Wait, now where did he go? I took my eyes off him and he disappeared. There's a little owl down here. It's like a little... Where did he go? Now I can't see him. Okay, we gotta go over there. There's more than one owl down here, just as we suspected. And one of them is kind of a baby. He is less than half the size of the big guy. Okay, where did he go? I can't see him. These guys get so well camouflaged in here. Where did he go? Where did he go? Oh my God, I can't believe it. There he is. Holy crap. Hi, buddy. Oh my God. Oh my God, he's so cute. Oh, he's hopping. Okay, he is. He's about 3 or 4 meters above me and 25 to 30 meters out. He keeps rocking back and forth. Other birds are hassling him. There's some female cardinals that are like dive bombing him. Is he making that little chirp? Not that chirp. That's obviously a blue jay. I hear a woodpecker. Oh my God. Look at this little dude. I'm so glad I came down to the creek today. And I keep seeing other... I can barely function right now. Because that little baby owl dude is looking at me. Now, I got branches and crap between him and me. Should I risk getting closer to try to get a photograph? He's just looking at me. He's just standing there on the branch looking at me going, what is this guy doing? I am moving a little bit closer. And I've got terrain. I've got this little ditch in front of me. I'm afraid that if I jump over this or make any sudden movements, he's gonna spook and fly away. Oh my God, how am I gonna pull this off? So I'm trying to be very stealthy and slow and smooth. Oh, damn it. Yep, as soon as I stepped, he flew off. He bolted. Where did he go? Damn it, damn it, damn it. Where's my buddy? Where's my buddy, the baby owl? Okay, well, now that we've come this far, we might as well keep moving. There's a lot of weird, fresh digging right here. Okay, where is he? Where could he have gone? Okay, we're having a weird-ass day. I'm sure glad I decided to come down here because we have seen two owls, and I'm willing to bet that this little guy that we're seeing is probably the offspring of the big guy that we've been seeing. Okay. I'm on a new sandbar. I'm in the actual creek bed. I see shadows. There he is, behind me. Big guy. Oh my God. It's the big guy. I saw his shadow. Oh, he's way up in a tree. He's not even 20 meters away from me. He's staring down at me, going, "Hey, who are you?" And I'm saying, "Oh, he moved." And I'm saying, "I'm Tobe, who are you?" And he says, "I'm the chairman of the Dubious Owl and the Creek Committee." And I say, "Oh, hi, buddy. We could have committees because I am chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee." And he says, "Oh, Dubious Goals. I heard about that. You are crazy." And I said, "No, I'm not crazy. I just like hanging out with owl buddies." Oh, he moved. Okay. I might have gotten some photos, but he jumped up. Now he moved to another branch about a meter and a half above him. Oh, I see a feather falling down. I gotta watch that feather with my... Oh, it hit a tree branch. Damn. Okay, now little birds are hassling him. Little birds... there's the cardinals? Yeah, that's a female cardinal is buzzing this dude. Oh, all the cardinals don't like my owl buddies, and this guy's still watching me as he's getting hassled by cardinals. All right, I'm turning around to look behind me. Oh, did you hear that? Wait, where is he? Where is he? Okay, I shouldn't have turned around to look for the little guy because now I can't find the big guy behind me. Right when I think he was hooting. Did you hear that? Somebody said hoot, hoot, hoot. Oh no, he's still there. He's just kind of behind a branch. I can't really see him very well. What's he doing? Oh, he's preening. I thought he was eating something. Oh, he was just cleaning his yummy feathers. Talk some more, dude. Talk some more. I want to get you on the radio. All right, in the meantime, I'm turning around again. Oh my God, I'm getting dizzy from staring straight up so much. Did you hear that? Hoot, hoot, hoot. Was that him? I wasn't even looking at him. I couldn't tell if it was him or not, or if it was his little buddy. I cannot find the little guy anywhere, but I guarantee you he's right around here somewhere. He's probably watching me too. Saying, "Who's that dude down there in the creek?" And I say, "Yo, you know me, homie. I'm the guy who's down here looking for garf bars." But we're not looking for garf bars today because we're having too many owly encounters. All right, turning back around, looking for the big dude. Oh, the big dude must have moved because now I can't see the big dude at all. Oh my God, what a day I'm having. And it just started. It is damn humid out here, though. It is super humid down here. And now I don't see my owl buddy. Wow. Wow. Oh my God, what a day. And my day is just starting. Oh my God. All right, let's cross back over. See, I keep hearing sounds. I keep hearing the sounds of like branches moving. And the sound of branches moving means a big bird is flying around. And I keep seeing flickers of shadow. And I keep hearing... You know, the funny thing is, when I saw the little owl, at first I thought it was a squirrel or something that jumped onto a branch. Because he was just walking up the branch. Where's the little guy? The little guy was funnier. The little guy was cute. A little big guy is pretty neat, too. He's cute. And he's big. And he's owly. Oh. All right. I'm heading back over to my regular area. Oh, here's an interesting bug. It's a damselfly. There's a little black, shiny, blue, chitinous damselfly flying around down here. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, it's very humid. I should go home. This is not safe for our little tobster. Don't care. Don't care. And I'll just tell all my listeners right now, if I'm reported missing, if you see on the national news that the most dubious chairman ever has gone missing, I'm probably just stuck down here in here in the creek. So tell the authorities to look in the creek. I was telling this to the emeritus the other day. You know, with my leg being so weird and all. It's like, you know, if I disappear, first place to check is the creek. Because I'm probably just stuck down there. Alright, so I'm looking in the golf ball area. Just seeing all the same golf balls as yesterday. There might be new ones in the water. I don't know. I'm not even going to climb down there. I'm just going to look back up into the trees. Oh my God, what an owly day I'm having. So awesome. So awesome. Double owl day. Maybe even triple owl. You know, it has occurred to me that, you know, that big owl we might have seen might have been a third owl. I don't think so, though. The way he flew in, the direction he came from, leads me to believe that he was the guy we saw first, our regular dude. All right, I'm now going to walk upstream a ways. And I'm going to look on the other bank for colorful golf balls. I just see white golf balls. White golf balls everywhere. What I want to do now is slowly creep up here into the marmot zone. Who knows? Maybe we can see more dudes today. Maybe we can find us a big fat marmot. Or, even better, baby marmots. I've mentioned it before, but there is a YouTube channel that I watch called Chunk the Groundhog. And it's basically just a... What was that? I'm still moving. Okay. Chunk the Groundhog is a YouTube channel that's nothing but footage of this groundhog family that's under these people's shed. Okay, so they noticed they had groundhogs. So they named the groundhog family the Chunks, and they have put up a little sign above their house that says the Chunks, and they have big gardens, and they plant stuff in the gardens just for the marmots. Oh, and they have, I don't know how many cameras sitting around. They've got at least a dozen stationary cameras in various places. And these marmots come out to eat, and they eat right in front of the cameras. You wouldn't believe some of the shots that they get. It's pretty spectacular. So if you like, you know, marmot stuff, it's a good channel. It's especially good because the babies, I don't know how many babies they had, one or two, the babies are now coming out of the holes, and so you get all this marmot action. All right, now speaking of marmot action, I'm up here where we should be finding marmots, but I'm not seeing anything. And we do have access down into the creek here, so I am going to go back down here. Now see, this is where I saw that raccoon come up, and I was kind of wondering if there might be a raccoon den over there or something, but there's really no way to get up there. Or is there? Wait, there's a web right here. Don't go through the web, Tobe. It's just a little web, but I don't need it in my webby face. Ooh. Okay, back down into the creek bed. What am I doing down here? Looking for marmots. I'm gonna move up here. And the other day when I saw that little marmot crossing the creek, that was right up here somewhere, right? Oh, it's slippery over here. Slippery mud. I can hear squirrels talking. Do we got any motties up here? Sneaking up on the motties. Wondering where my motty buddies are. My leg's starting to go. Yeah, we're getting real close to the motty zone. Oh, anybody else hanging around out here today? Any motties? I'm not seeing any motties. I do hear the occasional golf sound, but I don't think any more golf balls are coming down. I'm getting back up on the bank. Yeah. Okay, go this way, Tobe. Ooh. Oh, now I got logs in the way. Oh, step over the logs, Tobe. Ooh. So much for my stealthy approach. There's a woodpecker in this tree way up there. I can hear him. Brr, brr, brr. There's little birdies flying around, and they're looking at me. They think I am suspicious. Okay, that's cool too. I entirely understand their suspicion at this time, so I'm turning around. I'm walking back in this direction because, yeah, the heat is starting to get to me. And it's not all that hot right now. It's probably only 26, 27. No. Might not even be that hot. Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell with the humidity. That's my whole point. All right, so I'm standing here staring straight up, straining my neck, making myself dizzy. Whoa, giant bumblebees. And I'm looking for owls. Thinking, was that owl up here? These are some big trees. These seem like they would be fun for owls. But then again, I wouldn't know exactly. I'm not an owlologist. I'm not an owlologist. I'm not a raptorologist. I just am a guy who likes to look for cool stuff in the creek while trying not to... While looking for my dudes, I am looking for my dudes. Oh, didn't mean to spend so much time down here. This was just going to be a get in and get out, look for golf balls day. But because we saw owls now, I'm all getting weird. I need to go home right now. Yeah. We need to make the smart decision and get the hell out of here. What's that sound? I don't know. I hear bees or something. I'm looking up in the trees. looking for my owl buddies. I don't see them. Okay, we're gonna get back to the car. All right, and while we're driving home, let's listen to some music. Right, that's just good advice. Deko Boko Kai Ketsu Sensation. Oh, yeah, okay, so a little life consulting theme music there while I drink my recovery juice. Cutting a little close today in the heat. So, yeah, can't drink hot tea right now. So I'm drinking this delicious juice mix that I invented. It's a mango, tangerine, and what else? Something else? Orange plus... Did I pour any peach Kool-Aid into this one this time? I don't remember. Oh my God, what an awesome day I'm having. Owls. It's a very owly day. And I fully intended to do some synthesizer stuff because I was messing with synth stuff last night. And I did get some stuff going. It's not that interesting, but we can hit it. Yeah. Let's add some stuff. Add more synth. Got a bunch of that weird stuff going for no reason other than to just do it. There's a slight story behind this. You don't want to hear it. Maybe we can talk about it tomorrow. Because I'm out of time here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe I'll figure out something to do with this weird synthy business, but as for me, I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.